haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. Get a precision haircut, hot towel treatment, and hot leather neck shape from one of their talented stylists for a great price. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Company. It's wicked awesome.
Did you know that some of the highest paying careers are in the automotive, construction, electrical, IT, and manufacturing fields? But how do you get the training you need to qualify for these jobs? Easy. Enroll at Rankin Technical College, one of the best technical colleges in the Midwest. In 2 years or less, you can earn your college degree and graduate ready to work in the technical career you choose. Join us at an upcoming Shadow of Tech on February 12th or March 18th at any of our three locations. Visit Rankin.edu for more info.
Well, if you thought of selling your home during the winter, there's less competition, and to properly market your home during the winter, you need Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. I've met these guys, and I can tell you they are completely professional. You will love working with the Gelmans. With their STL Rocket listing, Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer within 24 hours. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. That is the Gelman Brothers. Call them today at 314-336-1991 or online at 590homes.com and start packing.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
It's time to treat your transportation to a little R&R with Dent Express, St. Louis's leading paintless dent removal. Family-owned and operated since 1992, Dent Express is here to provide a needed service to the community that they can always trust. Visit Dent Express at either of their two locations, on Manchester and Baldwin, or just off 370 in St. Charles. Or go to DentExpressSTL.com to book your appointment. You can even send them a photo for a free evaluation and get that dent fixed today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues.
Boom, boom. Boy, this is really loud, I think.
Not afraid.
There you go. Dial her back.
This rover.
By the way, there are edible condoms. There are.
That's right.
That was my voice. I admit it. I didn't say I tasted them. I said I knew about them. Is my imagination, does this seem extra hot? A little hot, maybe? No, maybe it's my headphones.
Your headphones.
Maybe it's my Sennheiser HD 202 headphones without the protective padding on the band that goes over the top of your head. Not a big deal unless you're bald.
Whoa.
If you're bald, it hurts and digs in the hard plastic. But enough about my problems. Good afternoon. And welcome as we enter the second half of one of the most boring, one of the coldest, dullest months of the year. I think February is even worse.
Yeah.
I really do. There's only one salvation, and that is that, and I know it from the song, that the 16th of January is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
All right, so here's the lineup, folks. Scott Sherman comes in at 4 o'clock to help you with your legal issues. Please take advantage of that. It's good, free advice. Burke segment this hour, your calls this hour. But I think so that the time doesn't get away from us, because we've talked about this now for a couple of days. Tim Woodman was nice enough to print out all the the verbiage to the little goodbye montage we do at the end of the show. If you have
did
one,
I,
you
yeah, did I get mine?
Did I leave it in Dan's room?
Oh,
does
you
anybody
did.
Have two
what
copies?
Do you got?
Well, here, I've got it on my computer
okay,
screen.
Okay, thank you. Right on.
So here's the thing. For a long, long time, and we haven't added to it much, but over the last few years, we've added a sound or two. Terry Daly passed away. We put his voice on the end of it. But at the end of our show, for years, 20 years, we do this montage of goodbye, see you later, catch you on down the trail, blah, blah, blah. And then over the years, and it doesn't crop up but every 3 years or so, we start to question whether or not we know where they all came from. And at one point, and it was a few years ago, I think we had it nailed. We pretty much agreed, and listeners had helped us, that this is where all these came from. So I thought we'd start by just play. How long is the closing thing?
The ending, let's see, where it starts off.
I don't even know. I should know.
1 minute and 24 seconds.
All right, let's play them all, and then we'll go one by one.
Okay.
And if we get stuck or we're not sure, we think we know, listeners can help us as they did last time. So here is, if you've never heard the end of the show, here's the last thing you hear at the end of the show.
All right, here you go. Everybody ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Dan, you ready?
Okay. Yes. So he finished first, and I could hear him zip his pants up, and then he just stood there.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Woodburn, 30 seconds away from finishing.
Okay, I know what happened there. That was an accident.
Yep. Oh.
Limey hit the wrong buttons. Tim, sorry, that was a complete accident.
No problem.
Okay, now, that will never die. That's never going to die.
No.
Now, neither will, they're edible condoms. So here is the closing montage for this fantastic radio show.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right,
dear.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Now, I have to tell you, I'm looking at the printout.
Yeah.
I think we nailed them all. I think we have them all. Now, we'll go down, break them down one by one. But with the exception of a couple, just because I'm not familiar with one, the video game the one came from, and I'm not familiar with a couple of movies, I think we got them.
Yeah.
So
I think so. I'm just going to try and find the name of the...
The video game?
What is it? No, the name of the OK Lady Bye Bye character. I actually want to find out who that is.
Hang on a minute. Where is that?
Okay, where's she go? OK, bye bye.
Oh, love you. Love you, bye bye.
That's a cartoon.
That one.
OK, love you.
Oh, wait, there you go. That is from the Animaniacs. I'm just trying to find the actual character's name.
Well, it's a baby.
Right.
All right, so let's just one at a time. This is actually easier than I thought it would be. Because I still get, not often, I still do get an occasional email, hey, what's this one thing at the end of the show? So some of them are so easy, we'll fly right through them. Go get
the baby's name is Mindy, if you want to add that to your list.
Mindy.
From Animaniacs. All right, all right, let's go. Here we go. Some of these are easy. We'll fly right
at the beginning?
Yeah.
This is the end.
Obviously.
Homer Simpson.
My only friend.
Homer Simpson, easy.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
Can you stop right there? Just pause it. For anybody who's never seen Sling Blade or didn't know Reggie McDaniel, it was interesting that we've made a big deal over the years about Sling Blade because, if I do say so, I do a pretty good, Carl from Sling Blade.
Well, even Billy Bob agreed.
Billy Bob Thornton agreed, and that's the highest compliment.
You got anything good to eat in there?
Yeah.
So when we met Reggie and he came on board, it was interesting. Reggie said, all right, Dan, and he didn't even know the movie. It's just for something Reggie said. So we took, all right, Dan, and mm-hmm. we used it as ARDs because Reggie, and Tim would know this, but this is a good opportunity to tell him, mm-hmm. Reggie was a movie reviewer.
Yeah.
And because he liked to say, all right, Dan, we made him ARDs. All right, Dan, so he'd give it four ARDs or three ARDs. So that was, yes, Billy Bob Thornton, and now we continue.
All right.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
All right, now, right there, that's Tom Hanks. I don't know that movie. I've seen Apollo 13. But once you guys told me it was Tom Hanks, I can hear Tom Hanks in that. So I don't doubt that at all.
You've never seen that movie?
I've seen it, but Dan, I'm not like you. Oh, okay. I don't remember lines.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Is this a happy ending or a sad
ending? Easy, Homer, keep it going.
An ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next
time. Oh, you stop right there. We'll catch you next time. Now, that's the one I have to rely on other people. That's the video game. Do we know the name of the game?
Apparently, the name is Ratchet and Clank. Now, I know the game they're talking about. It's this little fox-looking creature, and he has a little mechanical buddy. That's the name of the game, but at what part it is,
But you're convinced that that came from that game?
Yeah, I've had several people text over, and they were like, that's where it came from. Okay. I got an email, so...
Okay.
Ratchet and Clank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ratchet and Clank.
Okay. All right, next.
All right, hang a second.
This next
we'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree...
Okay, obviously Biff. Yep. Biff from Back to the Future.
Yep.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
All right, I've seen The Simpsons. I know there's that Indian
Apu
character.
Apu, Apu. Yeah, Apu.
How do you spell that?
A-P-U.
Apu.
I agree with that 100%. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out.
All right, Soup Nazi, Seinfeld.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Now, I would never have thought or guessed that was Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
But now that you've said it is, I can hear.
Yeah.
In his voice. I can hear.
Is that from Men in Black?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because okay. the thing, the bing.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is
good
easy.
Night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
All right, stop right there. If you've never seen Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, my goodness.
There's one scene that when that movie came out, was the most graphic scene of its type I'd ever seen. And it stunned me how realistic it was. It's not easy to watch. Arlie Ermey, the late Arlie Ermey.
There's several scenes in that movie. Are you talking about the guy that committed suicide in the bathroom?
Yes. Telling you.
There's other graphic scenes in that movie.
But that, to me, is the one
The one that gets you?
Well, I just didn't see it coming that graphically. Yeah. And I have actually seen video of a guy shooting himself in the head, and I'm kidding, that's what it looks like. I've seen the actual thing when it was not intended to be caught. You remember the politician several years ago who in a press conference mm-hmm. put a gun in his mouth? Mm-hmm. That's still online. You can go watch it. He put a 357 magnum in his mouth and blew the back of his head on live television.
Oh.
And it was Pittsburgh or somewhere.
In a packed room with a press conference.
And he handed out envelopes. He was in trouble. He was going to be indicted mm-hmm. for something. And he was going to take himself out. And he had a manila envelope.
Oh.
And he handed out different envelopes to different people. And then he mm-hmm. reaches in this manila envelope and pulls this gun out. And everybody goes, oh! And he goes, no. He tells him to stand back and nobody get hurt here. And as somebody starts to come toward him to either get it away from him mm-hmm. or try to help him, he just puts it in his mouth, and the local TV crew, and I don't know what commentary to make about what the cameraman did, but the cameraman stayed on him as he went down and slid with his back mm-hmm. against the wall and kept the camera on him.
Wow. And blood, I guess that's blood just came out like a river out of his mouth for several minutes.
And he's... it's unbelievable. So that Full Metal Jacket scene, be ready. All right, next.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
I would never have guessed it, but now that I know it's Clint mm-hmm. Eastwood, Dirty Harry, it sounds right.
Good night, Danielson.
Awesome. Karate Kid.
Mr. Miyagi, right.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, that's one I would never have known because, one, it's Robert Carradine, according to the sheet, and Revenge of the Nerds. I've never seen Revenge of the Nerds. And I don't, Carradine part of the David Carradine?
I know it comes for Revenge of the Nerds, but I'm not sure I got Robert Carradine right.
I know the actor.
I think it's the guy that might be Booger.
Yes, it is Booger.
That's him.
It is Booger.
Then I got the actor wrong.
Wow, this was a good exercise because we made a revision.
Well, I could picture the actor. He was kind of like a Weasley-looking guy.
Was everybody always picking on him?
Curtis Armstrong is his name.
Yep. So I just couldn't remember
his name. It's not Robert Carradine.
Stop picking on Booger. See what I did there?
Curtis see what you did there.
Booger picking. So it's not Robert Carradine. It's Curtis
Armstrong who played Booger.
Well, see? This was worth doing. We fixed a little mistake we had in there. Okay, next.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Another one that I would never have known. I don't know what Animaniacs is.
Yeah, it's from the cartoon Animaniacs. Her name is Mindy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, next.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Now, that one I did know. Remember when Silence of the Lambs gets Anthony Hopkins? Remember when it came out?
Yes.
How it creeped out everybody? And not so much about him being the cannibal, but that guy that skinned people and made lampshades.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, that guy. Holy cow, that guy was creepier than Anthony Hopkins. Okay, next.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
Okay, stop right there. In my next life, when you talk about people you'd like to come back as, Sam Elliott is
Sam Elliott.
He's in my top 10.
Now,
for the voice, the look,
I can understand
the demeanor, just cool. He's cool.
I know for a fact that Sam Elliott, I said that was his character Wade Garrett in Roadhouse. I'm not 100% on that.
No, that's the end. That's his character. I don't know his name. That is him from The Big Lebowski. That's when the movie is ending. Mm. He's in the bowling alley again. And, what's his name now? Jeff Bridges. The dude has just come over and he says, all right, well, I'll see you later. And he goes back and then it pans back to Sam Elliott and that's when he says, all right, that's the story.
There's, you know who Lloyd Bridges was?
Mm-mm.
His dad. Jeff and Bo are brothers. Lloyd Bridges had a TV show called Sea Hunt.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a scuba diver.
Huh.
Okay. Lloyd Bridges was actually a very famous, and he was in a bunch of other movies. He was in an airplane, wasn't he?
Yes.
Lloyd Bridges.
He was in an airplane.
So the two boys, Bo and Jeff, and the one they never talk about because he's always falling down, London Bridges.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Falling down. Get it?
Lloyd Bridges was the one that said, I picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue.
Yes. Oh, to stop smoking, stop drinking.
Yeah.
His character's name in The Big Lebowski is, in the credits, his character's name is The Stranger.
The Stranger.
Perfect.
All right. Yeah.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
All right.
Hey, what did Clint Eastwood say? Someone just called and said they've always been trying to figure that out, but...
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Yeah. Oh, you dudes get
lost. You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Matthew Broderick, Shania Twain, I'm out of here. Yeah. Feel like a woman is the song.
This one.
All right, thanks for calling.
That's
Moon.
That's Moon.
You didn't know Moon.
Moon
was a regular caller. He was a listener and became a really interesting part of the show because he came up with the greatest routine. The guy was really bright. He was the head of a postal union or something.
Yeah.
But he put on this sort of burnt out, dope smoking hippie thing and he'd call. And every time at the end of the conversation, he'd go, thanks for calling. And he called us.
Yeah.
But he'd say, thanks for calling. And then he would call and act like he wanted to order a pizza. Like he had
pizza.
Yeah. I'll take pepperoni pizza. Moon, no, this is the radio station. So that was Moon, the late Moon who died like at 50. Too soon.
My favorite Moon was when he called in and he said, oh my God, it's like a parking lot out here. And we said, where are you? And he goes, Walmart.
He's in the parking lot. His name was Dale Mullins. Dale Mullins. And then two more. And these are easy for us, at least.
All right,
now that's Reggie. And let me explain another thing, because this gives me a good chance to explain some things to Tim and to Limey, because they weren't with us all those years ago. When we do and there's always a however in life, that's what Reggie McDaniel used to say that his daddy said. He said, like my daddy always said, and there's always a however. So we just picked up on it and ran with it. But that was something from Reggie that he shared with us from his dad. We have only one more.
Yep, the last one.
Bye, y'all. Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
That's the late Terry Daly, who passed away in 2019, just 3 months ago.
We took that from his interview.
Yep. There you go. There they are. They're the closing montage. So.
The other one, somebody just called and said, make a correction on the Revenge of the Nerds one. It's the Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise.
Oh, well, picky. Real picky. Yeah. Kind of picky.
Hey, no, you know, commitment accuracy, as Tim always said.
Yep. So I'll send the revised list out to all of you via email.
We're all about accuracy here and professionalism. Mm-hmm. And now as Dan answers the phones, let me give you the number. These are the numbers you need now, and we'll get some Burke segment, hopefully. You're going to call Mr. Londoff.
Yes.
Yeah. So, look, you can use these numbers now after we talk to John, or certainly when Scott gets in here. And let me just remind everybody, the Scott Sherman segment, every week it's the same way. We get toward the end of the hour, and then all kinds of people are trying to get through. The smart people start calling early, so when Tim does the news at 4, jump on in, Dan will get you, put you on the screen, and you get good free legal advice from Scott Sherman. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Those are the numbers you'll need. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Can we talk to Steve real quick? Because rather than make him hold.
Mine will take 10 seconds.
We'll go right ahead.
All right.
Tim Woodrun, everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
Welcome.
I sent Limey a text in which I bribed him by offering him a box of diapers for his son to create the intro that ran on today's show, in which you referenced the flavored condoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know, Limey, what size does your son wear?
He's about to move into twos now.
Okay. Ooh. Size 2 diapers it is, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks
appreciate
for doing
it.
That.
Now,
thanks
see,
for
I don't remember. Do diapers come sized like that?
Yeah.
I thought it was newborn and
you've
then
got,
toddler.
You've got newborn, then it goes to 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I think 4 is when they start walking around,
and
I think.
Is the number determined by the weight of the baby?
Yes. So 1 is 8 to 13 pounds, I think. 2 is 14.
Is that the weight
14.
Of the poop? An 8-pound poop?
No, that's the weight of the baby.
Okay.
So now he's in 1... Yeah, you're still using 1, and I've got a bunch of 1s at home. Like, I lucked out when it came to diapers, and now he's moving into 2s, I think, yeah.
Way to go, Theo.
All right.
He's growing fast. He's a heavy little dude.
All right. We will continue with the Burke segment after we take a couple of calls. Steve is first. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Welcome. Hey, quick question. Not a question, but I'm not too sure if that... I'm just a figment of your imagination. Doesn't come from Buckaroo Banzai. It's a pretty obscure movie. It had John Lithgow in it. But that, for some reason, I watched that movie about 5 times, and I think that's part of that movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you guys said what? Men in Black?
I said Tommy. I said Tommy
Lee Jones.
Black.
I'm just a figment of your imagination.
It wasn't John Lithgow. I can't remember the name of the actor that actually played it. He's the same guy who played RoboCop. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
It's on the first original RoboCop, he played in Buckaroo Banzai, and it's a pretty cool movie.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it, but I've actually heard of it. All right, we'll do some checking. You may be right. Look, none of this is in, well, some of it's in stone, but that's one of those, there are only 3 where we could be wrong, but we're pretty sure we're right, but that's the one that we could be wrong.
Here's where I would disagree with the caller, because if you play it again, in Back to the Future, Tommy Lee Jones is one of the guys that's chasing, you know, the aliens, and he said, you're not going to remember any of this.
Right.
He goes, I am just a figment of your imagination, and he shoots him with some type of like laser gun.
Yeah, that light
and
thing,
you,
that light pen.
Yeah, and you can hear that sound effect in the ending that runs on the show right after he says that. You can actually hear that effect.
That is true. Is Steve gone?
Yes, Steve.
Well, that is true because we did hear that, and somebody even mentioned. Yeah, there's that sound from Men in Black. Who's next here, Dennis?
Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Pretty good, Frank. How you guys doing? I'm aiming a PO.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead and ask me what my description of a good day is. I want to tell you. Go ahead and ask me.
Okay, what is your description of a good day?
Well, I'll tell you. I had it yesterday. I'm on my boat, I'm out fishing, and I got your radio program on, and it's a beautiful afternoon, and it just don't get any better than that.
Where were you fishing?
I was in a strip mine.
Oh, where the water's warm, right?
Water temperature on the surface was 42 degrees.
Whoa. Were you in Illinois? Were you in Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had 10 bites and I caught 7 bass.
Good for you. You know what? I've never done that, but I know guys that have fished there, and they say it's fantastic.
I thought it's a bass fish.
One of my weaknesses. I fish quite a bit.
Hey, you know what? There are worse things you can do.
One of the funniest jokes Frank O'Pinion has ever told me, he won't tell on the air because it's a visual joke, and it's the joke, did you hear about the one-armed fisherman? He caught a fish this big, and you stick your one arm out as wide as you can stick it. Right. You kind of have to describe it.
So, Dennis, I'm sure you know the expression, a bad day fishing is better than your best day at work. That is so true. There's a lot to be said for that. And I used to fish a lot with my boys, and when they got older, it wasn't as much fun for me anymore, because part of the fun was just, we'd just sit there, and a couple of times we just sat and didn't even know, but the sun would come up. We had sat all night on the dock fishing, and I get to do that now with my grandson.
My father kind of had a saying, if you teach your kids to fish and hunt, you'll never have to hunt your kids.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is. Mm-hmm. Now here's my question for you.
Okay.
I might need the problem solvers.
Okay.
Because I got a problem.
Okay. Well, do you want them? Let me just get them in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want the problem solvers, you want us because we are
the problem solvers.
Whose voice is that?
At your service. What do you got?
Okay. You got to explain something to me here.
Okay.
A while back, you were talking about certain actors and stuff, and you were giving a little background on Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
And you said it was very ironic because when he did his westerns, he was allergic to horses.
Okay.
You remember that?
That sounds familiar, yes.
Okay. Explain to me how he was banging Barbara Streisand.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I got.
That's called having a great allergist. Yeah. A really good doctor.
He said,
hey, I'm going to Barbara's house. Give me a shot, quick.
He wore an allergy mask to bed.
Yeah. You'd have to wear something or put something on her, a mask on her or something. Dennis, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. Feedback over her head.
Feedback. I see who's on the phone. Give this guy his music. He likes that music. USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet. We sold a vehicle to another AM and the PM customer yesterday. And I called the guy to thank him, left him a message, and I don't have his name in front of me right now. John may remember who he is, so let's just find out. Ladies and gentlemen, your Chevy or pre-owned vehicle dealer, John Landoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frankie. How are you?
Terrific. What was his name? Jim? The carpenter?
Joe, the retired carpenter.
What did he buy? I never did find out what he bought.
He's bought several vehicles from us. Silverado crew cab.
Oh, way to go.
Three-quarter ton. Beauty. An absolute beauty. You know, Joe Sheridan, you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Hey, unbelievable guy. I found an email that I tucked it away in my little bag that I carry, and I forgot about it. If you don't mind, I'd like to read it because it's a really terrific email about the dealership. It won't take long here. It's from Chris, and it says, Frank, I bought a Chevy Trax from John Landoff a few years ago while I was living in Nashville, Tennessee. I was listening as much as possible on the app and used a trip home as an opportunity to upgrade my car. Now that I'm back in town, I love using them for service, even basic oil changes and tire rotations. For $62, not any more expensive than the mid-tier oil change, rotational, the quick change places, I know I'm getting Chevy experts taking care of everything. I usually go to Ashley in the service department, who's amazing, and then she goes on, says I'm not an expert in the car business or about advertising, but I want to say that I don't think the service department gets enough talk during your segments. I know the big money is in sales, but they're excellent at the service. Why go to a third party when you can get this kind of service from the mechanics at Johnny Landoff? And then she says, a side note, I had a great conversation with Brenda at the cashier's office. So Chris, thank you for the email. She knows everybody's name. Here's where I think Chris was mistaken. She says she didn't know about the car business, and she says, I know the big money is in sales. Actually, the service business is a big part of the lifeblood of a dealership. Is that not true?
Yes, Frank, that's true.
So formal.
Wow.
So formal.
Did you like that?
So, Chris, by having your service done at Landolf, you're actually doing a whole lot in the way of, you know, keeping them in business, just as the people who buy vehicles.
And, you know, I always share emails with you. I guess you didn't want to share that email with me?
No, I don't. I rarely send you an email that I get from customers because, and I'll tell you why, because I think it seems self-serving. It would look like I'm saying, oh, look. Look what we got a customer for you. Of course we get customers for you. If we didn't, you wouldn't still be on here. But when I get an exceptional one, I do forward it to you, but not often. I'm not an email forwarding kind of guy for the most part. Some people forward everything. You ever get an email and you're one of like 100 people mm-hmm. that these people email everything they get to? They shoot it out to, you know, 80 or 100 people. I don't do that. I don't forward a lot. And I don't forward cartoons and video clips, and that's very rare that I do that. So what kind of day
are
you?
Oh, I see. Well, I got my CFO
yeah.
in the office going over some things. Sean Staton, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, everybody.
Sean, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, Frank?
Good. I recognize your name from quite some time there. How long have you worked there?
I worked here 28 years.
Well, that would explain why I recognize it and have for a long time. You've been there longer than we've had an association. I haven't even known John Landolf 28 years. So how's everything in the CFO department, if there is a department like that?
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it is. He's you know, I wouldn't call Sean a bean counter because he's really funny. Got a great sense of humor, and he laughs at all my jokes. So hey, it's all good. It's all good. And he keeps an eye on, you know, this the administrative office. We have an unbelievable team up here, and they're like the heartbeat of Jenny Landolf Chevrolet. But you know, back on service, Bruce Weiner. But he's only been here 34 years, right?
Yep.
And I mean, the 38 technicians that we have, it's unbelievable. And they do, as Chris said, we have some great, great, great people. I don't know if Chris got to see young Drake Landolf, our 2.5-year-old black lab retriever, who spends a lot of his time in the cashier's office. That's a nice email and really complimenting our service team. Everybody opens up their arms when you want to buy a car. It's how do we treat you when you want to come in for service. And it has to be the exact same appreciation, if not even more of an appreciation, because you're already our customer. And then you just want to keep them coming back. And, you know, we have a great department. It's called the trade-in and trade-up. So a lot of customers come in for service, and then they're looking at spending, you know, get an estimate on a repair on a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old vehicle, and we'll say, hey, trade it in, let us spend that money to fix the car and get yourself a new vehicle or a newer vehicle with an extended service policy or a factory warranty and no out-of-pocket expense. It's all good. You know, things are really rocking and rolling here, Frank. You know that?
Oh, that's good. Rocking and rolling. A tie-in to the new inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Didn't even realize he did it. So every day when I say hi to your sponsor, and he says hi to Johnny Landolf, and then he says this. He says, when your bank says no, our bank says yes. What does that mean?
Well, that means that since we've been in business a lot longer than a lot of the other dealers in town, we've built these great relationships. So my first love in this business, first of all, I love people. That's why we get along, because, you know, you're not really a big lover of people. And I've convinced
you. Whoa, wait a minute. That makes me sound horrible. I'm not a big lover of people.
No, okay.
I'm not. There's another way to put that.
No, did I mean you're not a big hugger of people?
No.
You're not a big people person.
No, that's not right either. I think what you meant was, and what's true is, I'm not that guy who's always out socializing a lot. I'm not a partier. I don't, it's not that I don't love people. We all have certain people we don't particularly like.
You don't have to be a partier to go out.
I'm not a lover of crowds. I'm not a lover of where there are lots of people around. I'm not a lover of that.
So you consider yourself a big people person?
That's a good question. No, not in the terms of numbers, multiple crowds. No, people person in a group of 2, 4, maybe 6. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What is that? Right. I get it. But, hey, like I said, things are good. You do a great job for us. Sean and I went to the mills where there is this unbelievable project that is really taking hold, the Powerplex of St. Louis, and Dan Buck and his team putting together, and we're going to get involved. But this is unbelievable. What we're going to have in this town in probably less than 2 years, right off of Highway 270 and Highway 370. So a lot of people are wondering, what are we doing with some of these, the Chesterfield Mall area that's empty? Well, the mills is a situation, and now we're going to turn that into a Powerplex, a sporting complex. It's unbelievable.
What does that mean? Power? What's going to be in there? Batting cages? I mean, what is it?
We're talking a baseball field. Okay, for college teams.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
And then a huge under. This is going to be a covered dome. That how tall is it, John? You say 220.
Whoa!
200 feet tall. I'll send you some information on this. This is pretty cool. But Powerplex, St. Louis, and I get pretty fired up. It's great. I always believed in sports. For young people, boys and girls. You look at the U.S. women's soccer team versus the U.S. men's soccer team. I would tell you, and Sean played D1 soccer. He was a hell of a soccer player growing up. And you were with Gallagher, right?
Marco.
And whatever. So.
Wow.
So we're big sports guys. I love hockey, but I love soccer too. But this is going to have volleyball, wrestling, obviously the ice rink that used to be the Blues practice facility. They're still going to have that super nice piece of ice, and basketball. It's unbelievable.
Hey, I just thought just a second of a great idea. I'm not kidding. When you talk about this complex, there's nowhere that people can go to learn the basics of fishing and hunting. Think about this. You can go to batting cages. You could go to a tennis court and get a machine, throw you some balls. If somebody would come up with like a Top Golf type thing for fishing, where you get a rod and a reel and you get a feel for casting, and then there's like an electronic like receptors out there where you cast, you get so deep, and then electronically something simulates a bite. And I don't know. There are a lot of people when they go to, they don't go fishing, they don't have any idea what to do. What kind of bait do I use, or how do I bait a hook? What kind of hook? What kind of rod? What kind of line? What kind of reel? Does that make sense? Unless you go with somebody else, there's nowhere to practice like casting or
you can go to a park. You can go to Tillis Park, you can go to Kirkwood Park, you can go to one of the parks that has a pond.
Yeah, but you
can practice your casting.
But you can't just on your own take a rod. You don't even know what rod and reel to buy if you don't have somebody to help you. It just seems to me like there ought to be a modern day like techno electronic kind of way to learn to do that. And I don't know if you heard the guy earlier who called what he said, because you would really appreciate this. He said he was listening to us, was it yesterday, fishing in strip mines in Illinois. And he said that his dad used to say, if you teach your kids to fish and hunt, you'll never have to hunt for your kids. I think that's fantastic.
Oh, I love that line.
That's a good one.
It is. I love the outdoors. I love to hunt, but I love to fish too. There's nothing better. But the sports complex, the Powerplex. I mean, the more we get the youth involved in sports in all dimensions and all areas of our community and all over, then we'll attract hundreds of thousands of people from all over that come to this facility and spend a lot of time and money, you know, in the St. Louis market. So I'm pumped about it, man, and we're going to back it up 110%. But good things. Anytime there's something good, you know, that's happening in our town, we need to blow it out of the water. Because we can't wait to talk about the crap that happens and then sensationalize it, because I guess that's what they feel sells, glues people to their TV watching the news at night. But I'm kind of done watching the news. I mean, anything really today, anything that happens comes right to your phone anyway. It comes right to your iPhone, and you know it hours before you want to watch it on TV or whatever it is. But you know what? That's why we're on radio, buddy. That's why we're on the number one afternoon radio show in America.
Well, here's the other thing. I didn't watch the Democratic debates night before last, okay. But I didn't have to, because all day long they showed what, without any doubt, is the single highlight of the debate, and that's when Elizabeth Warren walks over to Bernie Sanders, and their mics are still hot, and she says, "Did you just call me a liar on national television?"
Wow.
Did you guys see that?
No.
Oh, it was fantastic. That's all you need. You just need those little clips of the best of what happened. You don't have to watch the whole thing. Yeah, she hit him up, and you would think these people would know. They're still on stage. They have mics on. You always assume that mic is still hot somewhere, even if it's just the control room, because somebody plucked it out of there, and it's all over the news. Did you call me? And then he basically says, "We're not going to talk about this right now." And they kind of got into it a little bit. It was great.
Was that your Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, it was my Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, yeah, I told you, I'm first year in the office before I get my first full year. I'm 80 years old. I know that I'll be 80 years old. Yeah, but yeah, that was a great little soundbite. Other than that, I didn't need
it
to see
it. It was a great little soundbite. You notice he spits all over. I mean, could you imagine a close discussion? You would have to like have a face cover or some kind of a shield, like in hockey, a half shield and a helmet. Yeah, he would just like spit all over you. It's like, man, you know, do something about that salivation gland. I don't know, he's got an issue there. But we're having a beautiful day today. Beautiful day. We're having, aren't we, Sean?
We're having a great day here today.
Sean's still in here.
Mm-hmm. Like we could hear that, yeah.
Yeah, and so again, thank you for all you do for us. But so you know, on the finance side, you know, we really feel that we can get someone financed when others. First of all, a lot of dealers will not work as hard as we work. You know, not everyone is blessed.
Put it this way: if you can't get them financed, then they probably can't get financing.
Well, we just want to make sure that they don't make a mistake and go to a buy here, pay here. And they're never going to get cured. They're never going to, the worst thing that will happen to you on your credit is to get yourself more in debt in a vehicle that the probability of it breaking in 6 months or less, and then you're looking at $1,500, $2,000 bill out of pocket. You got to have that within 24 to 48 hours to get your vehicle back. It doesn't really make the vehicle worth any more money. It's just to help you get to work. So that's why, we're in this for the long haul. I don't know if you've noticed that. 76, 77 years, and doggone proud of it, too.
Yeah, well, you're doing something right, and we look forward to the opening of the pre-owned facility in St. Peter's. I'm sure you'll let us know when we're
getting
close. Autoplex, when we get close to
that. You know, one of the best days was meeting you, buddy.
Well,
you know?
Thank you, John. I couldn't agree more that one of your best days was meeting me. I would agree.
It was, and you know what? Can I tell everybody? You got teary-eyed after a while when we were talking. I mean,
I don't remember that at all.
You were getting emotional.
I don't remember that.
It's okay. It's all right. Just admit it. You're an emotional guy. That's a good thing. So give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. And Dan?
Dan?
Dan? Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Man, would you sing the jingle for us?
Okay. You ready? Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Wow.
Give me goosebumps.
I know.
John, have a great day.
Have a great day. Tell us, Scott Sherman, hello.
Okay, we'll do. He was talking about going to these places that will give you financing, but they basically take advantage of you. Well, let me share just a quick story with you. This just happened 2 weeks ago. There was a woman who has done some work for us. Let's just put it that way. It's just some work, and she needs work. She works three jobs, and just in conversation, I said something to her about her car, but she had maybe mentioned wondering how much longer that thing would even be dependable or reliable. And I said, well, how many miles do you have? Wait till you hear this. It's a 16-year-old Toyota. She has 240,000 miles on it. She is making payments. Get ready. 16 years old, 240,000 miles. She makes payments of $387 a month.
What?
No. This is legal, but there are companies out there, these come on in, no credit, no problem, and they take advantage. It's legal, but someone who is desperate for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, they'll sell them an old car with a lot of miles. The interest, this bothered me so much. I had her pull her account information, and I call these people. The interest rate is 23%. She was paying $387 a month on a car that's not worth more than $1,000. It's unbelievable. And I said, you realize what you're doing? She said, I don't have any other choice. She said, that's the only way I could get a car. How about that? For $387. You want to say, well, she could lease a nice, just basic, but she can't because of her credit rating, because her credit's so bad. She's trying to turn her credit around. And she said, by doing this, maybe if I make these payments, I'll get my credit turned around. And I thought, well, that's a brutal way to do it. $387 on a car that's not, no way that car's worth $2,000.
Well, I added that line to Johnny Londoff's endorsement in the Playhouse because he uses that line now in his TV commercials. That's why I added that line.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have added. Oh, I just wondered it meant. The only thing I would change in what he does is I'd say when your bank says no, our banks say yeah. They use multiple. First Community being one of them. They use multiple. It's not like it makes it almost sound like they own a bank.
Right.
No, they have lots of resources and lots of places they can go. But boy, that and again, it's not illegal. Just like it's not illegal, these paycheck places. Bring your paycheck in, bring your car title in, and we'll give you, $100, and then if you don't like pawn shops, it's all perfectly legit and legal. And I understand, somebody desperately needing $500, so they go to the pawn shop with a $5,000 piece of jewelry, and they give them. I don't know how that works. I've never pawned anything. They hold it for a while, and if you don't get it, they can sell it. Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much how it works.
And it's legal. They're not doing anything wrong. And you can charge somebody 80% interest if you want to. It's not illegal. Boy, it just seems to me it'd be great if there'd be a better way. I have one other... I'll save it because we're running out of time. I got another thought on this. All this stuff that's going on. And don't worry, it's not a political speech. It's not taking sides at all. It's just an observation. Speaking of banking facilities, here's a place obviously we'd recommend, First Community Credit Union. They do a lot of business with Johnny Londoff. They do a lot of business with lots of other businesses and lots of people because that's how they got to be so big. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area by being competitive with rates, offering great service, and making available all the services that a personal banking customer would want, or someone who's a small business owner. They love small businesses. First Community Credit Union is a banking facility. Make no mistake about that. I don't think too many people are confused anymore about the words credit union and what they mean. It's actually a good thing what it means. It means that at one time it was a list of banking services and availabilities that were there only for special people who worked in a particular place. It was Monsanto in the beginning. Only Monsanto employees could have the benefits of banking at First Community Credit Union. Now, pretty much anybody listening, just about anybody, can listen. Can bank there if you can hear this show. More than likely, you can become a member of First Community Credit Union. So whether it's for that car loan or a home loan or a second or a line of credit, small business partner, the usual suspects, checking, debit card, credit cards, all there. It's all there. Over 40 locations. First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at First Community. Oh, and since we won't speak again until another yard sale has come and gone, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. Lock and load, everybody. Scott Sherman is in the house. He will be here after the news to help you with your legal stuff. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump says he does not know Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas, who recently weighed in on impeachment. Parnas is under indictment, but has given interviews over the last day or so implicating the president in the campaign to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
I don't believe I've ever spoken to him. I meet thousands of people. I meet thousands and thousands of people as president. I